The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here with PFN Live on Radio Row leading into Super Bowl 58. I am joined here today by Mac Hollins. Mac, thanks so much for taking some time and jumping on the show, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
For sure. So, obviously, spent the last year in Atlanta and playing with some phenomenal players there with Drake London, Kyle Pitts, and, of course, Bijan Robinson out of the backfield. So, I want to talk through Drake London, Kyle Pitts. What was it like to just see them in practice every day, and what did you see as far as development from them here this year?
Yeah, I think it was great to work with both of them. Obviously, when I got there, Drake is coming off his first year, and Kyle's kind of coming back from injury. So I was able to really watch both of them develop in two different ways. Kyle coming back and getting healthier and healthier and stronger and seeing the player that he was able to be when he's fully healthy. And it was great to see. And then Drake just maturing as a player, understanding the work that it takes to not only be good at the beginning of the season, but throughout a season and be a strong player throughout the year and be able to make plays throughout the year. So watching both of them grow was awesome.
That's awesome, man. And obviously in 2021, you spent time with the Miami Dolphins and got to play with Tua Tagovailoa. Different offensive system, different environment there than what he has right now. But getting to catch passes from Tua, there's a lot of conversation right now about Miami Dolphins, long-term contract extension regarding him. What are your thoughts here on Tua going into, you know, beyond?
I've always been a Tua fan, I guess, of what people like to say. Like, yeah. Tua's been a great player when I was there, and I think he'll continue to be a great player. Some people are going to say something about you no matter if you have a 158.3 passer rate. It doesn't matter. They got something to say.
Yep.
He makes plays, and he continues to make plays that I see. Like, nobody makes every throw.
Yep.
I think sometimes you get in situations where you become the guy that every single little thing is nitpicked. So be it. It's good to see that he's learned to stand on what he believes in and say how he feels and be who he wants to be, because that's when you play your best, is when you are who you are.
For sure. So there's obviously something really, really cool going on with pro athlete community and PAC. And so I wanted to just kind of give you the opportunity. What is PAC and what do people need to know about it?
Yeah, so PAC is basically this heaven-sent program that originally started as the Dolphins Business Combine and has turned into this NFL-wide opportunity for guys to learn and to grow their life off the field. You know, football is not for long. Football is, you know, a quick flash, and you do make a great amount of money. But what do we do with it?
Right.
What do you do after football?
Yep.
So PAC is so great at whether it's real estate, whether it's finance, whether it's being a pilot, owning a pilot, like a rental spot, owning boats, owning businesses, whatever it is. PAC helps you take all that energy that you have from football and all that like hard work and work ethic and funnel it into things other than football.
Yeah.
And it's changed my entire career to the point where I'm now able to play the game and not worry about it ending.
That's awesome.
Because I know off the field I'll be all right.
Well, let's talk about something off the field here that you're promoting, man. Tell me a little bit more about this.
Yeah, so the GE Profile Smart Indoor Smoker. So everybody loves smoking food. The two main problems are temperature. It's either too hot outside or too cold to be smoking stuff. Yep. Or the smell, like being covered in smoke, or like that. And this takes away both of those. So it goes on your countertop. Think of like a microwave oven, like stacked on top of each other, about that size.
Yep.
But can still fit a bunch of stuff. 14-pound brisket, like 30, 40 wings, 3 racks of ribs. Like, I put a whole chicken in there.
There we go.
Beef jerky is my thing. Beef jerky is the one I make. You know, I take a little top round, slice it real thin, marinate it overnight, and then sit it in there. You literally turn it on, and you can go do whatever you want for the next 4 or 5 hours. There's an app that you control everything on. So you can go to the store, you can see it all right there. And then once it hits a temperature, it has an auto warm feature. So it'll stay at that temperature for the next 24 hours. If you're like, I don't know, if you go to your friend's house and sleep over, you come back and you got food to eat.
There you go.
And it's $300 off right now at Best Buy, which is great. But it's been phenomenal because it sits on my countertop with no smoke smell. And so it takes, like, you still get that smoke flavor, you still get the smoke experience, but none of the outdoor smoking problems.
That's awesome, man. And you said, where can people find more information about that?
GE Profile on Instagram, GEappliances.com. You can see all their appliances, you see it there. But yeah, at Best Buy, it's $300 off right now till the Super Bowl. So, so you can get it right before Super Bowl so you don't have to stand out in the ice cold and try to cook stuff.
Well, hey, I'm from Michigan, so I can definitely appreciate that. Where I'm 9-degree weather, I can appreciate having that indoors. All right, Kyle Yates here, PFN Live on Radio Row, leading into Super Bowl 58. That's Mac Hollins. Mac, thanks for taking some time, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.